There's a room in your house with a door I can't open. It does open. I see you open it all the time. But opening this door is not for me. Instead, I wait inside the room for you to open it. Inside this room, I am safe. Terrible, shocking, awful things have happened to me inside this room. I have been beaten, drowned, hanged. I have bled. I have sobbed with a despair I hadn't known was possible inside this room. It doesn't occur to me to leave. Why would I? I belong here, inside this room you've built for me. Safe. Protected, released from all the pressures of life outside. I can barely remember life outside, but I know I don't want it. All I have to do in this room is obey you, long for you, love you. You have me kiss everything you will use to hurt me before you begin. The crop, your fists, the needles, the knuckle dusters, your cock. The blunt force and sharp incisions tear me apart until I can't tell which is which. You could give this violence to anyone, but you choose to give it to me. Maybe you do give it to other girls as well, but in this room, there is just us two. Your voice is in perfect balance to your almost frenzied physical assault. You speak calmly, quietly. Shh, shut the fuck up, you murmur. You sound a little amused. Your hot piss splashes against my lips, and I open my mouth reflexively, tears and piss and drool combining to drip off my face. You narrate what you are doing to me, what you will do next, how it will feel for us both. Don't worry, you tell me. I am enjoying this a great deal. It's worth it, you say, as you resume your assault. Your pain is exactly what I need. My pain. All I am is pain in this room, but hurting for you, gives me meaning. The resonant thud of you pounding on my ribs, occasionally on my face, is punctuation to the raw pull of the threads holding shut my labia. Your cock in my ass pulls the stitches tighter, and I feel the blood flow down my legs in earnest. You drag me to the mirror by my hair and tell me to look at myself. I do. My body is a catalogue of wounds. Scars, old and new, crisscross my skin. Streaks of fluids, tears, cum, drool, piss, blood have smeared and dried on my face, in my hair, over my tits. You are my beautiful girl, you whisper. And, you smirk, my stupid, needy, desperate little cunt. I nod. Yes, Daddy. You let go and I crumple to the floor at your feet. Looking up, I am so grateful to see you smile down at me. So grateful to be inside this room. So grateful to be yours. You turn and open the door, and I curl up and wait for you once more.